Sabbath blessing to all the dear brethren that are in the room on this blessed High Sabbath, December 26, 2015. This is lesson 159, chapter 33, entitled, Who Are My Brethren? Part 2. Welcome to all the family that are joining us. The opening song to our study today is entitled, Open My Eyes, Dear Savior. Open my eyes, dear Savior, I thirst in the noontime heat. I pine for refreshing waters that murmur so cool and sweet. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now, open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Whence is the voice that calleth, and what do my eyes behold? O Savior, my prayer is answered, till answered a hundredfold. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now, open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Open my eyes, dear Savior, I think near the burning sky, and here in a lonely desert, for water in vain I cry. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now, open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Open my eyes, dear Savior, I know that the well is near, but oh, that my strength were stronger, its mission more bright and clear. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now, open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Praise to thy name, dear Savior mine, joyfully now I see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. If any one of the dear family, mommies or daddy, little ones, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
To the God of working men, eat dear family men.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep me safe. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for correcting me. I love you, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for everything in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 31, from the King James Version, and it reads, Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson entitled, Who Are My Brethren, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 32. And whosoever spaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever spaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in his world, neither in the world to come.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
When unclean, Luke 11 verse 24. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house once he came out.
Luke. Chapter 11.
Verse 26.
Then. Goeth he. And taketh.
To him.
Seven.
Other spirits.
More wicked.
Than himself.
And they.
Entered in.
And dwell there.
There.
And the last. State.
Of that man.
Is worse. Than the first.
So God bless you, everyone. Continuing the reading, Matthew 12:36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they're giving account thereof in the day of judgment. Amen. Matthew 12:37. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well done, everyone. Today we will cover pages 323 to 324. Welcome to all of the brethren that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 323. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 323. Closely connected with Christ's warning in regards to the sin against the Holy Spirit is a warning against idle and evil words. The words are an indication of which is in the heart. Out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. But the words are more than an indication of character. They have power to react on the other character. Continuing, men are influenced by their own words, often under the momentary impulse prompted by Satan. They gave utterance to jealousy or evil in surmising, expressing that which they do not really believe. So the expression reacts to the thoughts. They are deceived by their words and come to believe the truth which was spoken at Satan's instigation.
Desire Ages, page 323. Having once expressed an opinion or decision, they are often too proud to retract it and try to prove themselves in the right until they come to believe that they are. It is dangerous to utter a word of doubt, dangerous to question and criticize divine light. The habit of careless and irreverent criticism reacts upon the character in fostering irreverence and unbelief. And continuing on the next slide.
Desire Ages, page 323. Many men indulging their habit has gone on consciousness of dangers until he was ready to criticize and reject the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. Desire Ages 323, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls and mommies and daddy, what does the scripture state that is an indication of that which is in the heart? And more of an indication of character, what power do words have? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah.
Out of the abundance.
Of the heart.
The mouth speaketh.
And they have.
Power.
To react.
To
we act
on the character.
On the character.
For men.
For men
are
influenced. Influenced
by their
own, by their
own words.
Own words.
Good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What does Satan often prompt one to utter under a momentary impulse? And what are the dangers they come to believe once they have expressed an opinion or decision they are too proud to retract? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah,
blah. Sorry, Sister Christine, we couldn't hear you. And the answer was they give utterance to jealousy or evil surmising, expressing that which they do not really believe, but the expression reacts on the thoughts. And to utter a word of doubt, dangerous to question, criticize divine life. The habit of careless and irreverent criticism reacts upon the character and fostering irreverence and unbelief.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this scripture song is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8, from the King James Version. And we will open the mic for the dear family that is acquainted with the scripture song, that they could be able to share it in the room. Voila.
Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things have a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. Amen.
And continuing the reading. Then he added a warning to those who had been impressed by his words, who had heard him gladly, but who had not surrendered themselves for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It is not only by resistance, but by neglect that the soul is destroyed. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, said Jesus, and continuing on the next slide. And continuing, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they entered in and dwell there. Desire of Ages, page 323, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What added warning does Jesus leave to those who have been impressed by his words, who had heard him gladly, but who had not surrendered themselves for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
That the soul is destroyed, it is not only be restant, but by neglect. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, said Jesus, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none.
There were many in Christ's days, as there are today, over whom the control of Satan for the time seemed broken. Through the grace of God, they were set free from the evil spirits that had held dominion over the soul. They rejoiced in the love of God, but like the stony ground, hearers of the parable, they did not abide in his love.
Desire of Ages, page 323. They did not surrender themselves to God daily, that Christ might dwell in the heart. And when the evil spirit returned, with seven other spirits more, would give themselves, wickedness in itself, they were wholly dominated by the power of evil. Desire of Ages, page 323. On the side, it says, God's fearing and my surrender. Sin of spirits more wicked than himself. And Matthew 12:45 says, Then goes he and takes with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. They enter in and dwell there. On the bottom side, it says, if we don't teach our children to follow Christ, the world will teach them not to. No life is more secure than life surrendered to God.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How was Satan's control over many in Christ's day, as even today, broken? And what will happen if the evil spirit returns and the dear soul has not surrendered themselves to God daily? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones. Blah, blah, blah.
Through the grace of God.
Through the grace of God.
They were set free.
They were set free.
From the evil spirit.
For the evil spirit.
That had held.
That had held.
Dominion.
Dominion.
Over.
Over.
The soul.
The soul.
By daily.
By daily.
Abiding.
Abiding.
In his love.
In his love.
Christ dwelt in the heart, and the evil spirit returned with seven other spirits, more wicked than himself.
Well done, dear one. So let's learn another scripture song together. And this scripture song is taken from the book of James, located in chapter 4, verses 7 through 8 from the King James Version. If anyone of the dear family would like to share the scripture song, bubble up.
Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 324. When the soul surrenders itself to Christ, a new power takes possession of the new heart. A change is wrought which man can never accomplish for himself. It is a supernatural work, bringing a supernatural element into human nature. The soul that is yielded to Christ becomes his own fortress, which he holds in a revolted world, and he intends that no authority shall be known in it but his own. A soul thus kept in possession by the heavenly agencies is impregnable to the assaults of Satan. Continuing next slide. But unless we do yield ourselves to the control of Christ, we shall be dominated by the wicked one. We must inevitably be under the control of the one or the other of the two great powers that are contending for the supremacy of the world. It is not necessary for us to deliberately to choose the service of the kingdom of darkness, nor to come under its dominion. We have only to neglect to ally ourselves with the kingdom of light.
If we do not cooperate with the heavenly agencies, Satan will take possession of the heart and will make it his abiding place. The only defense against evil is the indwelling of Christ in the heart through faith in his righteousness. Unless we become vitally connected with God, we can never resist the unhallowed effects of self-love, self-indulgence, and temptation to sin.
Desire of Ages, page 324. We may leave off many bad habits for the time we may part company with Satan, but without a vital connection with God, through the surrender of ourselves to him moment by moment, we shall be overcome. Without personal acquaintance with Christ and a continual communion, we are at the mercy of the enemy and shall do his bidding in the end. Desire of Ages, page 324, paragraph
1. Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What happens when the soul surrenders itself to Christ? And is it a natural work? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
A new power takes possession of a new power takes
possession. A new power takes possession of a new heart. Layla, a new power takes
possession
of the new heart. A change is wrought
in what
which man can never accomplish.
Accomplish
for himself.
And know
it is a supernatural.
Work. Bringing
a supernatural.
Element. Into
human nature.
Jerry. The soul that is yielded to Christ becomes into human nature. His own
fortress,
which he holds in a
revolted
word, and he intends that no
authority
shall be known in it but his
own.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What is the only defense against evil? And can we resist unless we become vitally connected to God? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is the indwelling of Christ in the heart through faith in his righteousness. And no, unhallowed effects of self-love, self-indulgence, and temptations of sin may leave off many bad habits for the time. We may part company with Satan, but without a vital connection with God, we will surrender ourselves to him moment by moment. We shall be overcome.
Amen. So let's learn our scripture song, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 26 to 27. And if any one of the dear ones would like to share the scripture song, bubble out. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. And they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. We have come to the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. The second section of our study is designed for the little ones that they can have a story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God, and our dear brother Graves will be the one to narrate it.
Jesus said, And why take ye thought for raiment? You know what raiment is? That's clothing. Consider or think about the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. That means they do not try to look better than their neighbors. God made each one more beautiful than any human being could make it. That's taken from Matthew 6:28. Natural science is God's storehouse from which every student in the school of Christ may draw. The ways of God in natural philosophy or study, and the mysteries, or the things we don't understand until someone tells us, the mysteries connected with his dealings with man are a treasure from which all may draw. The flowers of the field, in their endless variety, are always ministering to the delight of the children of men. God himself nourishes or feeds every root that he may express his love to all who will be softened and subdued or made humble by the works of his hands. We need no artificial display. Artificial means imitation or make-believe. God's love is represented by the beautiful things of his creation. Christ sought or tried to draw the attention of his disciples away from the artificial to the natural. He said, "If God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you, ye of little faith?" Why did not our Heavenly Father carpet the earth with brown or gray? He chose the color that was most restful, the most acceptable or pleasing to the senses. How it cheers the heart and refreshes the weary spirit to look upon the earth, clad or dressed, in its garments of living green. Without this covering, the air would be filled with dust, and the earth would appear like a desert, like Arizona, New Mexico. Every spire of grass, every opening bud and blooming flower is a token or an evidence of God's love and should teach us a lesson of faith and trust in him. Christ calls our attention to their natural loveliness and assures us that the most gorgeous array or beautiful clothing of the greatest king that ever wielded an earthly scepter or that governed a kingdom was not equal to that worn by the humblest flower. You who are sighing for or wishing for the artificial splendor that would be the glitter and the attractions of Hollywood. You who are sighing for the artificial splendor which wealth alone can purchase, for costly paintings, furniture, nice cars, nice clothing, nice dresses. Listen to the voice of the great teacher. He points you to the flowers of the field, the simple design of which cannot be equaled by human skill. That means human beings can't make anything as beautiful as God does. That's taken from Sons and Daughters of God, page 75. Again, that verse. And why take ye thought for raiment or clothing? Consider or think about the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. They don't try to make themselves better than their neighbors. God makes them more beautiful than any human being could. That's taken from Matthew 6, verse 28.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you, dear brother. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 3 in our study entitled, Who Are My Brethren? Of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, babala.
Father God, thanks for things and make you be safe. We hope go to heaven and we'll say amen.
Father God, thank you for everything that you keep me safe. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for keeping me safe. I love you, Father God, and I hope we all go to heaven. And I hope that we have good dreams and we make it through our sleep. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next week, dear one, which is next Sabbath, we will continue with part 3, and that will be held on Sabbath, January 2nd of the new year, 2016. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and may you enjoy the activity that was created for the whole family to continue the dialogue that is so important for such a time as this. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath on this high day. Sabbath blessing, everyone. God bless.